When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
Deep drop for Stauffer off his play action. There is Robinson on cue. Johnson gave him cushion. And Robinson takes advantage for the gain to the 40-yard line, a pickup of 19.
Well, we're talking about anticipating windows, and Matthew Stafford is so elite at that. Understanding that Johnson's going to bounce off because of the cut split, he's going to rip inside on that in route, and Stafford has that ball airborne before the receiver even makes his break. That's what you have to do in zone coverage. He makes it look so easy.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drive to go wild. I've got the moves.
I don't know if anyone has seen this reel on Instagram or on TikTok, but there's a young lady in a altercation, and she pulls out the Shawn Michaels super kick, and someone has spliced it because she makes the same noise at like the beginning of his entrance music. It is worth your time. You've got to see it, because also there it is.
You know what happens to me? I feel like Danny must have felt when I talked about anything in music at all, because I'm hurting. I don't have the wrestling depth of knowledge and reference points to hang.
It's okay, because it's just an aside.
I have to learn how to deal with it. Danny it never quite got comfortable, and so then we would just make fun of him, which of course could be something that we do. Right, Danny?
No, I don't want to make fun of you not doing that.
I can take it.
Sounds like someone should be reading Wikipedia.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Hold on, let me go to Shawn Michaels and learn some stuff.
Occasionally, Shawn Michaels super kick is what you need to look at. But occasionally, Tanny and I are going to vibe on Attitude Era wrestling.
All good.
So
you guys enjoy yourself, and I will not call attention to my cluelessness.
And the beautiful thing is that there is a nice chunk of the Spiegel and Holmes audience that's going to get the reference too. So
Texture says, tag me in. I'll get the references.
See?
All right.
See, our people are definitely out there.
I'll just take a lap. You know, no, that's what I always wanted Danny to do.
No, we don't want you to take a lap. We want you in the room with us. That's
a lot of good stories on the elevator, LCE. You know?
All right, so that's
got a lot of good content.
That's
from
everyone's
elevator.
One reference of Danny for the 2 o'clock hour.
Damn
you guys
it!
Can't make another reference to Parkins until the 3 o'clock hour.
All
By the way, at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Kobe White. Very excited to talk with Kobe White about buckets because that guy gets buckets. We had Jalen on the show yesterday.
We did have Jalen Johnson on the show yesterday. And Lawrence, you and I, very excited to talk about both the Bears defense and also the Sean McVay offense. Shane Waldron on the Sean McVay tree. Why does their offense look so much better than our offense did? So why not ask an all-pro corner about that? How did all those receivers get open, et cetera? Here's Jalen with us from yesterday. This is good stuff.
I feel like it's almost art. I feel like it's the creativity of mirroring things together, mirroring looks together kind of. And it really all starts with the run game. If you don't have, you can't do anything without the run game. So as far as the play action goes, if you're getting the linebackers to step up, it's a lot easier to get the ball behind them versus if there's no fear of the run, then people are playing with a little more depth or playing in those windows. But when you have that run establishing and getting outside or hitting you up the middle, then it's like, those backers start flowing downhill more, trying to stop that run. And then, okay, with the play action, bring the ball back. And then we hit them right where the backers left at. So I think kind of just little things like that. And then also, too, I would say with them doing so many motions and jet motions and slow motions and return motions, it's like you have to account for all of that. And then you kind of mirror those together. And you do three motions that look the exact same, and they're all be runs. And then on the fourth one, he'll insert block that he's been doing, and then he releases. And then the tight end, it's like, It's a lot, but it's definitely really, I think, all starts with the run. If you can knock the run out, then a lot of those things you wouldn't be so aggressive on. I mean, corners wouldn't be wanting to come down and crack the plays, and linebackers wouldn't want to scream so far downhill. So it really just really starts with the run and then the creativity to make run plays or make pass plays look like the run plays.
I'm a big fan of reverse engineering when it comes to football. It was one of my things that I was always – fighting against when I would talk with Lovie Smith about football, because he was such a great defensive mind and he understood what would make defenses uncomfortable. I was like, why can't you reverse engineer an offense to do the thing that you would make a defense uncomfortable? So I always love hearing the different side of the ball talk about the other side of the ball.
Well, what you're describing is the dream of when you have a defensive head coach who theoretically should be able to work with your offense. It's what didn't Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning work together in that way? Didn't Bill Belichick, a beginnings a defensive guy, and Tom Brady work together in that way?
But see, the only problem is whenever you bring up Peyton Manning, like, that guy's a savant. So it's easy to kind of turn things over to him on the offensive side. But yeah, like, marrying the concept of the defensive coach who has a trustworthy quarterback, which is the hope that eventually soon,
sure,
that you get there here.
Well, let's put a finer point on what you're describing. I don't know how much Shane Waldron has walked to the defensive players in his life in Seattle and now here with the Bears and said, hey guys, what would make life the most difficult for you? But he should. When I hear Jalen Johnson talk about what McVay is doing with the same kind of scheme and playbook, if I'm Shane Waldron, I want to know what my excellent defense and my all-pro corner who talks the game and thinks the game at such a high level, I want to know what makes the opposition so terrifying.
That's why, to me, the conversation around the Bears having conversations is so good. Because these are things where if you're on one side of the ball or the other, it's very possible to get siloed where you're only thinking about this from the perspective of how can the defense stop an offense and not, wait, how can our defense help our offense outside of like those training camp practices where they talk about steel sharpening steel.
Mm-hmm.
Having those conversations to me is really like just talking ball.
Yeah, man.
It's a great thing.
That's what in all sports, when you got a culture like that, we're like, oh man, the pitchers are hanging out and they're talking to each other. The hitters are talking to pitchers, helping each other. And yes, the iron sharpening iron, the moment in Hard Knocks where Jalen and Roma Dunze are talking to each other about technique. Oh yeah. It always freaks me out when a receiver does this. All right. So this is how I try to counter it. Like yada, yada. But yeah, from the coaching perspective, man, because I get it on a human level. If I'm an offensive coordinator, and I don't even mean me specifically, but imagine you are an offensive coordinator. You could get caught up in the volume of stuff there is to do while also desperately wanting to work at the top of your intelligence and show everything you can do and have an artful day. But what you got to be thinking about is how does this make the defense's life harder? How does this make the defense's life harder? And putting things together. So all the pre-snap motion. So one thing leads to the next thing, leads to the next thing. Like Jalen's talking about, three of them look like a run play. And the fourth one, all of a sudden that guy releases and he's a target. Like you better be thinking about confusing the defense in this modern NFL.
Inside of that cut too, you hear Jalen's appreciation for what Stafford and McVay are doing. And that I also love that, where there's that kind of trade-off where it's a mutual admiration society. And you go, man, that guy's really good. Like watching that guy play quarterback, he's really good. We have to be on top of it if we're going to slow them down because they're thinking so far ahead.
If there's one thing, and it's like Tanny was saying this in our group thread the other day, because we've seen this with Green Bay offenses forever. It's like understanding the levels of it and the different layers of a defense that you're trying to attack. Run game, run game, run game. Because the run game will make the linebackers come up. Then you can use that space to throw right into off of play action. And then the safeties and they'll come up to try and cover that space, and because they don't want their linebackers to be exposed. And all of a sudden the other space is open. It's like, you have to run the ball and scare them into thinking you could run the ball at any time. And then it buys you space to work with.
More football conversation coming up at 3:25, because that's when Jason Leisure is going to join us. Next up, Coby White of the Bulls is going to be on the Score. We've got a lot of questions that we want to ask him about the game and the growth of his game. Don't go anywhere. You do not want to miss it. Spiegel and Holmes with Coby White next on the Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.